November 16th, 2021, the feast day of Giuseppe Moscati. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, purify your hearts with the truth. The world offers you every sort of distraction which leads you away from the issues at hand. The greatest issue, of course, is that hearts do not seek a clear path to their own salvation. This spiritual goal does not seem important in a world devoted to materialism, status, and earthly pleasures. When you stand before my Son in judgment, your salvation will depend upon how much you loved me and the others I put in your lives. Therefore, take off the standards of the world around you. Become as newborn babes in my sight. Allow all your moment-to-moment choices be in accord with my will for you. Remember, my will is your constant, faithful obedience to my commandments. When you rest, choose activities pleasing to me. When you work, let your efforts ultimately benefit the common good. Be a sign to others of your faithfulness to me and my commandments. That which seems unimportant to you now will bear much weight at your judgment. Be assured my gaze is always upon you. When you are sick, when you are well, when you work, or when you play, I am with you as you pray, most especially making your prayers most efficacious. Trust my inspirations that I place in your hearts. Act on them, not with pride, but with love." A note is given to read 1 John chapter 3, 19 through 24. "By this we shall know that we are of the truth, and reassure our hearts before him whenever our hearts condemn us. For God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and we receive from him whatever we ask, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he commanded us. All who keep his commandments abide in him, and he in them. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit which he has given us." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.